No, no, porque si no, no tiene fuerza ninguna. Venga, ahí quedó, ahí queda ahí. Ahí quedó.
It's a warm spring Monday morning in Albacete. Sebastián Cortés, who heads the bullfighting school here, has taken 12 of his students outside for a practical class. One by one, they get to practice their skills on a calf.
Te lleva la muleta y te sorprende.
17-year-old Jesús seems to be having a hard time. The headmaster is far from satisfied with his performance today, but the criticism from his teacher doesn't discourage him, because there's nothing in the world that Jesús wants more than to become a bullfighter.
Desde pequeño siempre me han gustado.
I've been into bullfighting since I was a little kid. My parents always took me to bullfights at the fair here in Albacete.
Mucho a la feria de Albacete, sobre todo.
Like Jesús, José's fascination also started from an early age.
To me, bullfighting is the most beautiful profession in the world. It's art. It is everything.
To realize their dreams, the 43 students must train 6 hours per week at the bullfighting school. The majority of the students, however, dedicate way more time to their passion. Training is essential if they are to go on to become professional bullfighters, especially given the limited number of jobs nowadays. Speaking to the headmaster in his office, Sebastián Cortés explains that the public's attitude towards bullfighting in Spain has completely changed in the last 30 years.
De la época mía a la de ahora ha cambiado todo.
In my time, everyone in Spain would go and see a bullfight. They would look forward to it. Nobody would criticize it. And the uproar we see now did not exist.
Cortés admits he worries about his students' future.
If local governments continue to cut subsidies for bullfighting like they do now, it's bad news for all the students in bullfighting schools across Spain. There are less and less bullfights. That means that young bullfighters have few opportunities to practice and prove themselves.
And proving oneself is essential, since aspiring bullfighters need to find sponsors willing to financially support their careers. It's José's turn now to practice. As the 15-year-old steps into the arena, his classmates, who sit on the balcony above, cheer him on. And while the students are seemingly supportive of one another, they admit that there's still a lot of competition between them.
La posibilidad de ser torero la tenemos todos, la verdad.
We all have the chance to become a bullfighter, but it's becoming more and more difficult. Some of us will be able to realize our dream, others not.
Por suerte o por desgracia, unos podremos y otros no.
That is why, according to student Elena, one of the only two girls in the school, it is important to distinguish oneself as a bullfighter.
I
have a certain advantage. The fact that I am a woman makes me already different from the many men in this profession.
The students hope that as Spain's economy recovers, opportunities for the country's bullfighters will also improve. But the majority admits they have a backup plan, in case they will not be able to realize their dreams as bullfighters. Jesús is one of them.
Yo quiero ser torero aunque suceda algo por el estilo.
I will never stop improving myself as a bullfighter, but when I finish high school, I will also study economics at university.
Me gustaría ser economista o algo por el estilo.
After a week of classes, the 43 students are training at the arena of Albacete. Professional bullfighter Emilio Huertas is instructing them today.
In my school were 800 students and only 11 of us have actually became bullfighters.
En mi época solamente hay 11 de 180.
Emilio doubts many of the students in today's class have successful bullfighting careers ahead of them.
The majority of them will not be able to realize their dream.
Hager Jobse, DW.
No te lleves la muleta atrás, hombre.